then progress on, because I think that a lot of these questions are going to come up throughout the program.
David, I didn't get a chance to introduce myself. Laura is keeping me in the dark over here. My name is Dick Owen, and I'm from Minneapolis, I'll say that. But in your one instance, you describe an individual who had attention disorder late in the afternoon, fatigue, and he'd been on a ventilator at one time. Do you have, or have you made use of a sleep disturbance type of lab?
The question has to do with the patient who described this fatigue phenomenon occurring in the late afternoon, where they just kind of wore down. And then this individual would rest, take a short rest period for 30 minutes or so, and then would be able to continue on. We did pulmonary functions on this individual, and the pulmonary function showed some mild restrictive disease, but nothing severe. We have not done sleep studies on this individual.
In our group of patients in Minneapolis, we've had two people with sleep disturbance patterns that have been studied in a sleep laboratory at the Hennepin County Medical Center. And they tell me that they have 10 additional individuals that they follow who have been given either a tracheostomy or supplemental oxygen in the management of people who are surly, have attention disorders, have easy fatigability, wake up feeling they're choking in the middle of the night and things of that sort.
I think this is certainly something that needs to be ruled out in these people that complain of this fatigue phenomenon. Dr. Dalakis is raising the question about the muscle pain problem, and I think that Dr. Dalakis, as an immunologist, is not in the practice of physical medicine as many of us are, and we are very familiar with the problem of muscle soreness pain, which is different from cramp, that occurs in many individuals, the so-called tension stress muscle soreness or fibrositis syndrome, which is a chronic contraction of muscle due to tension and stress that apparently results in muscle soreness pain. This pain is not only deep to palpation in the muscle, but in many people, when it becomes severe, the surface of the muscle actually becomes extremely tender, such that light pressure applied to the surface of the muscle in certain areas of that muscle produce tremendous pain. The patient in this case was a polio patient who demonstrated the same muscle soreness pain that was identical to the type of soreness pain that we see in these people who have tension stress muscle soreness or the so-called fibrositis syndrome. And that's about all I can say about it. And whether or not there is something special about this in the polio patient, then the whole concept of muscle pain, I think we're going to address as time goes on, because this is obviously a very significant question. Dr. Feldman from Alberta brings up, I think Alberta, right? brings up the question of the very interesting phenomenon that this case presented, where the patient actually had muscle soreness pain in a muscle that functionally was not active. And he asked whether or not electrical studies were performed to see if there were indeed some motor units firing in the muscle, even though to clinical examination there was no function. And this is one of the things that I will be doing in the next 2 weeks when I return. But this has not been done to date. I assume that there are some motor units functioning in this muscle. Ken Parsons from Colorado.
Follow-up question on that case, Dave. That patient had a good resolution of symptoms with stress management and stretching of the muscle. Does that zero-grade anterior tip come back?
The question is, the patient who had the muscle pain problem and the no function of the anterior tibialis that had muscle pain, the patient went under some stretching exercises as well as some strengthening exercises to the leg muscles, did get resolution of the majority of her symptoms, but the anterior tibialis remained at grade 0 or 0 over 5 MRC scale.
We're going to have to stop at that and move on to the next speaker.
This tape is now concluded.